Darcy Cutright, second grade. I won West Virginia Public Broadcasting Writing Competition. And the name of my story is Adventure of a Lifetime. Ben, Tim, and Mark had been searching for J.R. for hours. They find J.R. in a cave, unconscious and very sick. Next to him is his journal. The journal explains what happened to J.R., and the only cure was to find the three life stones. Ben, Mark, and Tim had always thought the stones were just a myth. They left J.R. in a cave in the hospital and boarded a plane to Tanzania. They had read in the journal that a stone was in the secret cave in Mount Kilimanjaro. After days of hiking and nearly getting trampled by elephants, they found the cave, and the lion spirit guarding the stone said, "Give me what I desire most, and you will get what you desire. Solve this riddle, and you shall know. A fluff of my fur, a trim of my claw. The place I desire most is the spa," the boys yelled together. After giving the spirit a spa day, the spirit told them to use his claw clipping to open the secret box and get the stone. In the journal, J.R. believed the second stone was in the Great Barrier Reef, guarded by eels. Ben, Mark, and Tim go to Australia. They rent a boat and scuba gear and set off to get the barrier reef. They see bunches of eels guarding something and tell the boat driver to stop. Ben and Mark dive in. Tim throws mollusks into the water to lure the eels away. Mark sends his underwater drone to get the glowing stone. With two stones in grasp, Ben, Mark, and Tim follow the journal to Bahamas. A hurricane is coming, the journal reveals in glowing ink. This hurricane holds the last stone. Look it in the eye, and you will find the stone. When the winds got calm in the eye, Ben ran out, and the stone floated down into his hand. With all three stones, Ben, Mark, and Tim rush to the hospital. They unite the stones, and a powerful glowing ring comes from the stones. J.R. wakes up and says, "You figured it out."
Tell me how you came up with that story, and why you wanted to write it.
Well, I kind of took different parts of stories and put it into one. So I kind of took the journal from Harry Potter, the one he finds in the second movie, I think. And I took the stones from Infinity War. I took different parts of stories and I tried to put it in one big story. So that's what made me think of it and what made me want to write it.
How long did it take you to write it? I mean, did it take you very long?
A couple days. It took me at least 5 days for the writing, at least 7 days for the illustrations.
Oh, so there's pictures with it, too?
Yeah.
Cool. What do they look like? I mean...
Well, there's different categories. So there's, like, kind of a picture for each. Like, they rush to the hospital. There's, like, a picture of them in a yellow car rushing to the hospital with stones in there. So there's different pictures of, yeah.
Great. Anything else you want to say about it, or?
It was really fun writing this story.
Great. Awesome. Thanks. You did it.